Parshas Yisroi, Tovshin Ein Dalet. Vayishma Yisroi Choyen Midyon Choysen Moshe Eis Kol Asher Osa Lekim LeMoshe VeYisrael Amoy Kyoitzi Hashem Es Yisrael MiMitzrayim. Yisroi hears, he's heard the news about Yitzias Mitzrayim, about Kriyas Yamsuf, about Milchemes Amalek. And Yitzhak and Yisroi makes a decision, and he gets up and he comes. The question is, Yisroi was not the only one to hear the news. Yisroi heard and he came. Amalek also heard. What did they do? They came to fight. Nivalu alufei Edom. They heard and they got very upset. What were they upset about? Says Rashi, they were upset for the cover the Yisrael were getting. Nimoigu kol yoshvech noan. Afraid of being conquered. So we have the same news item that people hear the same information, yet they respond differently. There's once a person who won the lottery, and the news spread out was spread that he won the lottery. His friends were happy for him. The local merchants and traders, they started to plan how to get him to invest in their companies. And the thieves heard about it and they started to plan how to hijack him. So you have the same information, it gets interpreted in different ways. Here, Mark gave me a news item how an old big atheist, Yossi Sarid, used to be the worst of the worst in the country, in the fight for Yiddishkeit, and he relates how he went through an out of body experience, and how he felt his soul leave his body, but he said it's against my belief, so that's it. So he recognized the fact, but he's an atheist, so it doesn't matter. Everyone can hear the same information and just relate it in a different way. So what are we supposed to do about this? What's the right way? So we have to know that Rashi in, this is a good not Rashi to know, in Parshas Vayeshev, where Judah says, let's not kill our brother Yosef. Ma betza ki naro gesachinu. Let's go and sell him. Sell him to the Ishmaelim. Vayishmu echov. And they heard. What does hear mean? What does it mean to hear? Does it mean vibrations in the eardrums? Is that what means to hear? Says Rashi, there's two types of hearings. Vayishmu echov means kabilu, to accept. To accept. That's one type of hearing. Nasa v'nishma, says Rashi, doesn't mean to hear physically, it means to accept. But there's also a yishma of hearing, physically hearing. It says, Vayishmu es koil Hashem Elokim misalech bagan. That's physically hearing. So there's two types of hearing. There's to physically hear, and there's to accept. And that's the big difference. Avshalom Shvadron was once invited to give a lecture after the Six-Day War, where the incredible miracles happened, and he was invited to give a lecture to army officers. He told them that there was a photographer who received a license, an army license, to be at the front. He had the license to be at the trenches, at the front, and to take pictures of the battle from a close. And indeed, he was there at the battlefront. Tens of times, bullets whisked past his head, and miraculously he survived. And he survived the war. And he comes back home, and he tells his wife, I have the best, you cannot imagine what pictures I have. of the planes, of the tanks, of the shooting, of the victory. So we can already start counting our millions, because I'm not going to sell it to the local press. I'm going to go directly to the international, to Reuters and to CNN. I'm going to sell it to them, the best pictures of the war you can imagine from a close. And he goes into the photography store to develop his pictures. And he comes back and I tell him, listen, you took wonderful pictures. Your flashes were incredible. But you didn't have a film in your camera. There was no film. So all that the camera saw, there's nothing left. It's gone. Likewise, to hear Nisim, he told them, it's like a flash. It's, wow, we see it. If you don't have a lave, a heart, it doesn't stay. You have to have a heart. Rav Chaskel Levenstein. So when he was a bacher, he came from a very poor family. So he went to work and he became a messenger boy. And he did errands for the stores. So one Erev Shabbos, he went to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos and he came out, the money was stolen. So what conclusion would we arrive to if it happened to us? We would come to the conclusion, don't bring your money to the mikveh. You take your money, it gets stolen, so you don't bring it to the mikveh. Pascha said, what? A whole week of work? And just went? That means it's hevel avolim. He took his stuff, he went to Kelm. He went to learn in Kelm. That's how he became Rav Chaskel Levenstein. So the same piece of information, the question is, what do you do with it? Sometimes I pay my bills on the phone. I phone up the computer, I paid my Arona. So the computer asks you, give me the amount, give me your credit card number, give me your ID number. And then it says, wait, the computer is analyzing the information. Hamachshev ma'abedet ha'netunim. So you have to, he analyzes and he says, okay, it went through. I once heard from Rav Volba, a very, very inspiring medrash. The medrash is to be found over here in Parshas Yisroi, the end of Perek Chof Zayin. And says the medrash the following: if a person would fall off the roof, so what would happen? The doctor would come in and would bandage his head, would bandage his hands, would bandage his legs, and he'll bandage his whole body. The guy fell off the roof. Everything gets bandaged. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Eini Kein. Even though a person is filthy with averas, his whole body is covered with averas, but says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the ear is only one of them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oizen Shomas, V'kol HaGuf Mekabel Chayim. If the ear will listen, then the whole body will get life. As it says, Shimu V'tchi Nafshechem. If you listen, you give life to yourself. And that's what the Medrash brings to Yisroi, that through listening, Shadei Shmiya Zocho L'Chayim. Sheshomer v'nisgayer sheneemar v'yishma Yisrael. So Yisrael was listening, and he changed from being a goy, he converted. So that's the power of listening. The power to listen. It's v'yishma Yisrael, and it can save the whole body. So what's behind listening? You have to spend time. You have to analyze the information. If it's just to hear, it doesn't stay. If we work on ourselves, we spend time. The Sforno translates Shema Yisrael. We say every day Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does that mean, Shema Yisrael? Says the Sforno. His Beinein Vahavein Zeh. They translate it. Shema Yisrael is his Beinein Vahavein. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Observe and you'll understand Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So that's the power we're learning from this week's parasha, is to listen and to understand. Make sure you have a heart and to analyze the information, and then we can change our life. Shimu v'tchi nafshachem. We carry on the parasha, and Yisrael comes and brings along Moshe Rabbeinu's two children. Says the pasuk Gimel, Ashashema echad ger shoim, ki omar ger ha'isi beretz nachriya. So his first son is called Ger, because I'm a stranger in a strange land. Ashashema echad Eliezer. His second son is called Eliezer, ki elokei ovi bezri. Hashem is with me, v'yatzileini micherev paroi, and he saved me from the sword of paroi. Two questions. First of all, what type of name is this Ger Shoim? Why would you want to call a son after a negative character? I'm a Ger, I'm by myself. Why would you call your son of that name? Eliezer is a nice name. No, I was saved to commemorate the Hashem's rachamim. That's a nice name. I once had a friend who is called Golan, because he was born during the Yom Kippur War. He's called Golan. Fine, I understand. His father was saved in the battle. I understand. But why would you call your son Ger Shoim? It's a negative name. Number two, it's out of order. What happened first? Was he saved from Cherev Paroi, or was Ger? What was first? Tell me. Saved from Cherev Paroi. He escaped from Paroi, then he went to Midian. So he should have called, his first son should have been called Eliezer, which happened first, right, Cherev Paroi, and the second son should be called Ger Shoim. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, there's a reason for this. Because when Moshe was in Midian, Yisrael wasn't yet a proper Baal Tshuva. Yisrael says, Ata Yodati. Right. Now I know that Hashem runs the world. Right? In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ata Yodati ki Godel Hashem Mikol Elokim. Now I know. In Pranit, till now he didn't know. He was involved with Avodah Zarah. He wasn't there yet. So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid he might start getting comfortable in Midian with his father-in-law, family, and he might want to be part of Midian. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to remind himself, I don't belong here. I'm part of Am Yisrael. How is he going to remind himself? He calls his son Ger Shoim. I'm a Ger. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this could be similar to a merchant, a trader, who once a year he goes abroad far away and makes a faraway trek, and he trades and buys and sells. With that money, he makes his parnasa for the whole year. So he goes there to the market, this faraway market, and at the peak of the trade, where he's buying and selling, making money all the time, someone comes over to him and says, look what I have. I have the sports magazine. You're working so hard. Relax. Come and read the sports. Come and sleep a bit. Come and eat. Tells him, crazy? You think I came so far to read the sports news? I left my family. I made this long trek. This is my parnasa for the whole year round. To waste my time? I don't have time to waste time. Sorry. I'm too busy to waste time right now. I'm making money. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Anashoma comes from a far trek. Comes all the way from Shemayim. Comes to Eretz. What's it coming for? To make business. What business does Anashoma want from this world? Our Torah mitzvahs.
So we're busy. We have what to do over here. He gave up on the Shekhinah to come to this world. So what happens? Oh, comes the Eitz Hara and says, come and relax. Read the paper. Waste some time. We have to tell him, Ger Shoim, I'm a Ger. I don't belong here. We're here for a mission. We're here in the praise door. We're not here to stay forever. We're just passing through till we pass away. Right? So we're too busy. We don't have time to waste time. That's if we remind ourselves that we're Ger Shoim. That's what learning Musa is about. To remind ourselves what our real mission is, because we get mixed up. We forget. Yisro comes and he sees Moshe Rabbeinu. Everyone's waiting for him, and then from the morning to night he's busy doing justice. And Yisro comes and says, it's too much, the burden is too much, novel tivoil. Therefore Yisro comes with a system and he says in Pasuk of Aleph, should appoint people to help you out. Sorry alofim, sorry meyos, sorry chamishim, sorry asorais. Have a hierarchy. People responsible for 10, for 50, for 100, 1,000, and the big cases will come to you. Question is, this is recorded in the Torah in great length. Yes, for a suggestion, Moshe accepts it. Is it such a genius idea? We couldn't think of it ourselves. What's the message for us from this idea? What's the message for us from this parsha? Says Rav Pinkus. Because it could have been that Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have done it. Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ish Elokim. Could very well be that he could have been strong enough to judge the whole people with all the pressure. He was Ish Elokim, he wasn't a regular human being. But what would happen to us? What would happen would be that Moshe Rabbeinu at the top, and everyone else is regular, everyone else is same. What would happen? We'd have no aspirations to grow, because Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, that's overwhelming. I'm not going to turn Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's left? I don't have an aim to aspire for, to grow more. But now we have in the system, we have sorry alofim, sorry meyos, sorry chamishim, sorry asorais. Now we have what to aspire for. Maybe let's try and be the sorry alofim. Let's try and be big enough to influence 1,000 people. If that would be too much, let's be sorry meyos. If that's too much, sorry chamishim. If that's too much, at least sorry asorais. We can learn from here that we have what we can grow and can influence our friends. Not everyone is equal. People who are zeicher to influence and help at others. So therefore, we have what to aspire for. Am Yisrael is not black and white. It's not Moshe Rabbeinu and everyone else. There's levels. So therefore, we can try and grow and be on a higher level to influence other people as well. That's the message we can learn from this parasha. There's a difference between Yisro's suggestion to Moshe Rabbeinu and what Moshe Rabbeinu actually did. There's a slight difference. Yisro in Perek Yudches Pasuk Chof Beis, this is his plan. V'shoftu es ha'om b'chol eis v'yo kol ha'dover ha'godol yaviu lecho. The big cases we brought to you, and the small cases they'll judge. So Yisroel suggests that the big cases we brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. But when Moshe Rabbeinu actually goes ahead and carries out the plan in Pasuk Chav Vav, says over there, Es ha'dover ha'koshe yovu el Moshe. Yisroel said the Dover HaGodol we brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu in fact set it up the Dover HaKosher will be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. We can see from here a difference between the secular outlook and the Jewish outlook. Yisrael was fresh off the books, right? In the Goyish world, what's big? A court case of $1 million, $1 billion, that's a big court case. It's a matter of a dollar or two, that's small. Says Yisrael, the big cases should be brought to you. But Moshe Rabbeinu says no. And by us, din pruta ke din mea. The issa of leisigzo applies to stealing a pruta or stealing $1 million. It's the same avera. The sum of the money is not relevant right now. When you do mishpat, you have to do justice to whatever the sum of money is. So what should be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu? Not the gadol, the kosher. When the dayanim, the lower level dayanim, are in doubt, that should be brought to me, the kosher cases. It doesn't go by big, it goes by kosher. So we see from here, the din pruta ke din mea. And therefore we have to treat our friend's money as if it was $1 million. Can't tell ourselves, just small money, I just dented this car, lo nora, I didn't smash it, I can carry on, he won't notice. No, you should know, din pruta ke din mea. It's a dover, if it's a dover kosher, it doesn't go by the sum of money. Din pruta ke din mea, it's a lesson to us to teach, to look, be careful about our friends' money. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tfilas HaDerech in Aruch Chaim Reishud Siv Dalet says the Shulchan Aruch, what do we say for Tfilas HaDerech? Yiratzo Milfanecha HaHashem Elokeinu Velokei Aviseinu She'toylicheinu LeShalom, with a lamed, She'toylicheinu LeShalom. So after Mishnah Berurah, a person, when you leave your friend, you must tell him Leich LeShalom, but don't say Leich BeShalom. Say it with a lamed. When you departing from a maze, you say Leich BeShalom, don't say Leich LeShalom. Again, for a living person, you say Leich LeShalom. For a dead person, you say Leich BeShalom. Where is he coming from? A Gemara in Brachas. We'll get there in a second. What's the reason behind it? Maze Mishane. What's the big deal? Le Shalom. Oh, Be Shalom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin and the Ein Yaakov. What does it say in the Ein Yaakov? It says, Shalom means Shemos. We are here in this world to be active, to fulfill our mission. Hayoim la Tzaisom, Umochol Kabbas Chora. Here we're still creating. We're doing more and more. The world to come, that's when we get our rewards. Shalom means shlemus, means completed. If I tell a living person, Lech B'Shalom, means your mission's done. You have nothing more to do. You tell a living person, Lech L'Shalom, go and do more. Lech L'Shalom. You have more to your shlemus, do more and more. Be matzliach. But to a dead person, you don't say Lech LeShalom, because that's it. He's not doing anymore. You say Lech BeShalom, be in your peace that you have, the peace wherever you achieved, you should have it without any disturbances. That's the idea. So for a living person, we say Lech LeShalom, for Tolicheinu LeShalom, and for a dead person, we say Lech BeShalom. Very nice. Now, where does this come from? The Gemara is in the end of Brachos, the very last daf in Brachos. Before you make the Siyum, you read this piece. Says the Bracha, says the Gemara in Brachos, Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Where do we know to say to a living person, Leich LeShalom? So after the Gemara, we learn this from Yisrael. Yisrael told Moshe in Parashat Shmos, Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayomer Yisrael Moshe, when he wanted to, Moshe wanted to leave, he asked permission to leave, go back to Mitzrayim. Said Yisrael, Lech Lesholoim. So Yisrael is the one who taught us to say Lech Lesholoim. David HaMelech told Avshalom Lech B'Shalom. Avshalom got hung. But Moshe told Yisrael told Moshe Lech Lesholoim. Gevaldik. So we learn from here that to a living person you say Lech Lesholoim. Isn't that wonderful? Ah, nice, huh? Now both sides, there's a very, very big kasha from this week's parsha. Whoever has a chumash, please turn to Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chof Gimel, and we get the surprise of our life. Says Yisroel, right? He's telling Moshe Rabbeinu his plan. If you do my plan and Hashem commands you to do so. V'gam kol ha'om hazeh al mekoymoy yavoy v'sholoim. Oy v'avoy. Says Yisroel, yavoy v'sholoim. Now, did Yisroel not know about this idea of, did he know about the difference between l'sholoim and b'sholoim? Did he know about it? He did. He's the one, he is the source for this idea. He is the source for Jesus to tell a living person to go l'sholoim. Is Yisroel in Parsha Shmos. That's what Mor uses. Passing the Mishnah Berurah, and the same Yisroel in our parsha says Lech B'Shalom. What do we do now? Apele, mamash apele. Not only in Rambam's the steers in Yisroel. Zog the Chofetz Chaim. It says in the Svarim that a person who owes money and he didn't pay it back, he must come back again in a different Gilgal. After he dies, he has to come back to Mekayim Ve'eshev Yisak Zeila She'Gozal. Therefore says the Chofetz Chaim, Gevaldik, to a living person we say Lech Lesholoim. But over here, what's Yisroel getting at? Yisroel is talking about setting a plan for the Dayanim to make them more effective. What are the Dayanim doing? They are judging, and you say, you know, you got Gezel, you got to give it back. What happens after this? What changed when this person, before he gave it back to after he gave it back? Before he gave it back, he was a Ganav. So after he dies, what's going to happen? He's going to have to come back in the Gilgal. But now, after the Mishpat, this person, when he dies, he's going to rest in peace. Because he doesn't have any more Gezel. Therefore, says Yisroel, if you accept my theory of my way of justice, everyone will have their Dayan, and then kol ha'om al mekoymoy yavoy b'sholoim. What are you referring to? When they die, they can rest in peace. That's what he's referring to, because that's what you gain by mishpat. By mishpat, you gain that you can rest in peace. You don't have to come back. It's true they're living now, but he's telling you the advantage, what you're going to gain by having mishpat, that you can rest in peace, you can die in peace. Lech b'sholoim. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Zayin Amud Aleph, says the person who comes out of Beis Din and they paskened that even when your clothes you're wearing are stolen, you've got to give them back. He comes out, he has no more clothes. Says the Gemara, the Ozil me Beidina Shokel Glima, person coming out of Beis Din, they took his cloak. Lizma zemer v'lezer b'urcha. He should burst out in song. Should be happy. He says, well, what's the raya? Omer Yishmuel. It's a pasuk. V'chol ha'om al mekoyim ayovei b'sholoim. Gemara quotes our pasuk over here, Bnei Sholayim. What are you happy about? Because it, simply speaking, wasn't mine. I don't have any more gezel. But now the Gemara quotes our pasuk. You should be happy because now you can rest in peace. If indeed you went to a mishpat and the paskin that you were the ganav and you had stolen items and didn't belong to you, they took them away. So now you should be happy because you can rest in peace. This is a new Torah outlook to mishpat. We come out the mishpat and we say, oh, depends. If you won the mishpat, then you say, oh, the great Dayan. He understands so good. And if they pass against you, you say, ah, oh, what a Dayan, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay. Besides cursing the Dayan, if you lose. So we feel we lost. Ah, we lost so much money. Don't understand. You should be happy. Because since this the psak was that you owe the money, it's not your money. So now, you should be happy. You're lucky. Because now, I'm a claim, you're like, Bar Shalom! Don't have to come back in a Gilgal. This is Mazemer, you should sing. It's a new Torah outlook to what is Mishpat. Yes. So same idea. To should be happy. It's all for the good. It's all for our benefit. Shkoyach. Kabbalah Tatoira. Perek Yutes. Bachoidesh Hashlishi, let's say it's Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. The third month after they exit Egypt. Bayoyim Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. This is the first pasuk. This day, Shchoidesh, Sivan, they come to Midbar Sinai. That was Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Beis. Vayisu Mirfidim. Vayavo Midbar Sinai. Vayachnu Bamidbar. Again. Pasuk Aleph says, they arrive in Midbar Sinai. Pasuk Beis says, they left Refidim and they came to Midbar Sinai. The question is it out of order? What really happened? They're in Refidim and they came to Midbar Sinai. So why is it the parasha starts off and tells me they arrived in Midbar Sinai? That's Pasuk Aleph. And Pasuk Bey says, oh, they traveled from Refidim to come to Midbar Sinai. Talk to Or HaChaim. Because Ahava Mekalkelet Ashura. Love breaks the order. And this is what he says. I'm reading his Lashon. Mikivan sheyoyim nesinas ha-toyra hiyoyim ha-mekuvah. It's the day we've been waiting for. La Boire, La Toira, La Oilom, La Ilyoinim, La Tachtoinim. From the day of creation, they're waiting for this day. Therefore, Lechen Shkishigia Shama, Loi Otsu Koyach, Le Saper Seda Dovar. Vetechev Kidmoi Do, Boimroi, Boyem Ezerbo. The anticipation for this day was so great, the Torah didn't have time to tell you the order. He told you they came to Sinai. And then he went into the altar. Higia choshuk v'nechshak lachoyshek v'choshuk v'somku shamayim v'aretz kizeu yoyim tachis abriya. Have you, when you were a kid, did you ever read a novel, an exciting novel, maybe a murder story? When I was a kid, I used to read these books, and I was in such, I was so tense, I would turn to the end to see what happened. I was afraid, is he going to get killed or not? I would turn to the end to see if he was alive. And I carried on reading. God, I was such intense, the anticipation was so great. Is he going to die or not? I didn't know. It looks like he's about to be killed. So I turned to the end to see if he's stuck alive. Oh, he's alive, fine, I'll go back. Says the Or Chaim, the Kabbalah Torah was such a precious thing. It's the world has been waiting for this since Chilas HaBriya. So we didn't have time to tell you that they left Rephidim. We told you they arrived in Sinai. Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Beis was okay. Now calm down. Okay, I can tell you how they got there. The Or Chaim, that's one proud Or Chaim. This is the Ava of the Torah that we've been taught over here. The Ava of the Torah. At the very end of the parsha, at the maftir, Hashem says three things. Don't make with me Elohei Chesed Elohei Zov. What do you mean? We just had a Seder Dibros. That means don't make kruvim in your shuls. Don't make kruvim. Don't make kruvim out of silver. Next pasuk is Be'ach Adama. Don't cut the stones with metal. Why? Because metal is makatsa yom shel adam. Metal kills people. Mizbeach is to increase people's days. What is this? This is avak ritzicha. Then we have loisale b'malos hamizbechi, loisigol erbas cha'olav. Don't go up the ramp. Don't have stone. Don't have steps. Because the big gidah arayas. So I once heard from a Volber, came to the Meir Yeshiva, and he said, we learn from here, you see the Gimel Averis over here. Right? Avoid the Zara of the Kruvim, Ritzicha of the Barzel, and Erva of the Loisigar, Bemaris and Mizbechi. So he said, the Torah is teaching us that not only is the grob Averis, the blatant Averis also, We have to keep so far away from the chet that even the dakei dakus, very slight things, that walking up the ramp on steps is gira arayas. It's dak shabba dak shabba dak. That's how far away we have to keep away from the averas. So I saw a very frightening thought in the name of the Bnei Yisroel. And he says, what is bittul Torah? It's avak ritzicha. The Bnei Yisroel. When we kill someone, person committed the murder. What's so bad about murder? The pain. It was a spirit. He died in a second. I shot him. What's so bad about murder? He took away his opportunities. That person could have lived for another 50 years, and he could have done so much. He took it away. That's murder. So if you had 5 minutes of your life, you had an hour and a day, and you wasted it, you killed it. You murdered it. Because you took away the opportunity you had. In English, it's not true. They say, kill time. It's kill time. So this is a avak ritzicha. Just like to finish off on our thoughts. We're now in Isru Chag Tu Bishvat. Right? So I want to connect from this week's parsha. It's from Tu Bishvat to this week's parsha. And it's a Metziah anyway. It's a Metziah. Where is the Metziah? It's in Rashi. Everyone runs Rashi, but not everyone gets to the end of the parasha. There's two beautiful Rashis at the very, very, very end of the parasha, which most people don't get there. Okay, Rashi is talking about Rashi in the second last pasuk, Chav Beis, talking about not can't use metal to cut the stones of the Mizbeach because it's Mekatzer. Metal, the Mizbeach is Marich Yom HaShel Adam. And Barza is Mekatzer Yom HaShel Adam. Says Rashi, Vayadvorim Kal V'Chomer. Uma Avonim She'enom Rois V'Loi Shomais. Stones don't see, they don't hear, V'Loi Medabrois, they don't speak. Aladei She'matilois Shalom. But since the stones made peace, Omra Torah Reisoni Faleim Barzel. The Torah says, no, you can't cut them with metal, because they cause shalom. Hamatil shalom ben ish leishtai, a person who creates peace between man and his wife, ben mishpacha le mishpacha, between family and family, ben adam le chaveroi, ala haskama vekama shoytov ala poronos. How much more so he won't get afflicted if you actively make peace. And the second Rashi as well, the last Rashi as well, the idea of you must make steps because of Gilui Arayos, says Rashi. Harchovas apsiyos is call of the car of the Gilui Erva to have steps, and you have to make big steps. It's this car of the Gilui Erva v'atanoig be'minig bizoyan. It's a bizoyan for the mizbeach. It's a bathroom over here. It's a bizoyan. V'advorim kal v'chomer, says Rashi. U'ma avonim halolu, these stones. She'en ben das lehakpid al bizoyanam. They don't understand. Omra Torah hoil v'yesh ben tzorech. Since they're needed, loytinag ben minig bezayin. Don't degrade them. Chavercha, your friend, shubetmus yotzercha. He has the tzelem aleichim. Umachbid al bezayinay. He does care about his being degraded. Al haskama v'kama. We have to be careful about our friend. What's it got to do with Tu Bishvat? That's a beautiful idea. We say, Boyin Foshes Rabbis v'chesroinon. Says Tosfos, what's the difference? What's the lachrius b'em? Some things are vital. Bread, some which are very important. Can't live without them. But some things are extra. The fruits are extra. It's lachrius b'em. Just make things more pleasant. Makes life more pleasant to have nice fruits. So now what comes out? Hakadosh Baruch Hu spent time and kivyochol be this big chokhmah. He created so many types of fruit. What's the purpose of the fruit? La'achyus behem. Hashem wants us to enjoy ourselves. Now, so a person who hurts his friend, you call your friend Tsar, so what are we doing? It's the hepech from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem made all these fruits, la'achyus behem. He wants people to enjoy it, enjoy themselves, to be happy. And you are causing Tsar. So you're destroying the Bria. Hashem put so many different types of fruits to make people happy, and by hurting people, this is the hepech of Rotzen Hashem. So therefore, that's a point to think about. So we can copy Hashem's ways, saying hello to someone. We can be mechaya people. If Hashem spent chokhmah to make things more pleasant, we must also emulate him. And we must also make more pleasant for our surroundings. Be nice to people, saying hello, v'chule, v'chule, to make things more pleasant. That's Ratzon Hashem. And the difference between Bari Pei Adama and Bari Pei Eitz, what's the difference? What makes the difference? What things are Adama, what things are Eitz, says the Gemara. The Eitz, Adama, is once you pick the fruit, what happens? The plant withers away. The branch withers away. Right? Once you pick your potatoes, that's it. You have to replant it. By the fruit, once you pick the fruit, it regrows. So therefore, even after Tisha B'Av, after Tu Bishvat, so therefore, we must be like this fruit. We have to still be strong. The ideas we got from Tu Bishvat have to stay with us. We're like fruit. Fruit comes from the tree. Adam ate Sasada. Adam is like an eight. Don't wither away. Keep it. Keep what we had. And these messages, let's take it with us to try and cause shalom between people, to not to mivaze anyone, and we'll get all the schar, and Hashem will look after us as well. And this is Ratzon Hashem. Have a very good Shabbos. Thank you for coming.
Sure.